An infection that struck Providence Hospital's newborn intensive care unit in Anchorage in March now appears to be on the decline. A hospital administrator says Providence, working with state epidemiologists, carefully monitored the situation and instituted new procedures to protect the infants and assure the parents. KSKA's Len Anderson has more.
Dr. Richard Monsager is chief executive for Providence Medical Center.
I would describe that we have had a MRSA outbreak in our newborn intensive care unit. We're on about week 7. We think we're on the emerging side of it. And I think the important thing is that for all of the public to know is that even though we have colonized, in other words, babies have grown it, it doesn't mean that every baby has gotten sick.
The State Division of Public Health lists 14 infants who came down with MRSA symptoms. MRSA stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's a staph infection that does not respond to some antibiotics. Like other staph infections, symptoms can include redness, boils, discomfort, and fevers.
We've been partnering with the State of Alaska Division of Epidemiology since shortly after this started for help in eradicating, changing practices, getting ideas, and so on. And we've been using their case definition, and all of the cases have been mild to moderate infections. Been no deaths, no baby has been severely ill, and all of the infections have been treatable.
Monsager says because of MRSA, the hospital has evaluated and changed some newborn intensive care unit practices. The first was to double hand cleaning with accompanying documentation.
Another has been decluttering, looking at all of the surfaces, all the equipment in a newborn intensive care unit, and saying, what can we do to clean better? How do we clean surfaces better? Are we cleaning all the surfaces as often as we need to? Can we do it more often than even recommended? And then the other thing is cohorting, which is, if babies are positive, let's keep them and the staff that are taking care of them together and keep the babies that don't have a positive culture, keep them separated and their staff separate.
Dr. Monsager concluded that if people have questions concerning MRSA and the status of the newborn intensive care unit, they can call Providence's communication office here in Anchorage. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.